So one of the big problems that I've seen as a professional in the self-development industry is that there is this tendency to go all in on what I would call like a pleasure starvation mindset. And if you really look at it, it's kind of like a shortcut mentality. It's like people saying, all right, I really want all this stuff. I want to be in great shape. I want to make all this money. I want to have all these wonderful relationships and stuff like that. And I realized that in order to get those things, I need to have some discipline. I need to stop grasping for easy pleasure. And so they think, well, you know, if I want to get there as fast as possible, then the best thing I could do is just cut out all the pleasure, you know, cut out all the junk food, all the internet surfing. I'll cut out porn. I'll, you know, do all this stuff. I'll just cut out all the pleasure. And then I will get all my pleasure from just advancing in life. I'll get all my pleasure from just doing all the wonderful things that, you know, are part of my goals and highest aspirations. Now, let's say this actually worked. Okay, let's say someone pulled this off. And I would say that there are people out there who do, they live a very highly disciplined lifestyle, very restrictive, you know, eat super clean, they work super hard, you know, they're very strict with themselves morally, that sort of things. Now, I've never met someone like that who really seemed happy. I have met people like that who seem to keep that up on the front. I don't know what they're doing in the back end, you know, when no one's looking. But in general, if you live this way, you cut out all pleasure, then what you get is the satisfaction of the status that you acquire, which, you know, that can feel good. That releases some serotonin. But practically speaking, what that means is that all the pleasure of your life isn't actually in living your life. It is enjoying the status that you gain. So it's like, you know, you get the satisfaction of being better than other people, because that's pretty much what the status mechanism in our brain is built around. It has this kind of hierarchy that it ranks people on. And then if you are this super sacrificial person who doesn't indulge in any bullshit, well, then you gain status, you know, either by working hard, you get the financial status, or you get a great body, or, you know, maybe it's some moral status you get. It's like, you get to look at all those sinners next to you at church and, you know, and that you're doing better than they are. Right. So for those people, though, I don't think that's actually, you know, feasible one. But even if they get there, it's not great, because you stop actually enjoying life. You've lost your ability to enjoy life, and now you're just this person who gets to feel better than other people. I think more often than not, what tends to happen is when people enter into this pleasure starvation mindset is that they actually get caught in a cycle. Christopher West, who I recently had a great podcast with, check it out. He calls it the starve and stuff cycle, where it's like you starve yourself of pleasure, but then, you know, you can't take it anymore, and then you gorge on stuff. You just, you know, this is the person who diets super hard and then gains it all back and just, like, you know, goes crazy with food, because it's like they white knuckle hedonist escapism, right? So that's what happens. It's like they swing the pendulum really hard this way, and then man, does that pendulum swing hard back the other way. And I've been in this, you know, plenty of times in my life. You know, that's the way that I was, like, when I first started trying to build my business, I was just stuck in this white knuckle, just force myself to try and, like, work really hard. And then I would just, you know, lose it all later, and I would just, you know, binge on porn and video games and that sort of thing. And I think most people today are stuck in this. Now, because of our modern vices being so hyper palatable, you know, like the fact that our biology just, like, didn't evolve for fast food, for pornography, for video games, for Netflix, for, you know, Twitter, whatever. Like, people are erring much more on this side of the stuffing of the starve and stuff cycle, which in many ways actually makes the starvation side of it seem that much more appealing, that much more desirable, that much more almost like religiously reverenced by the modern culture. You know, we fetishize the people who are hyper-disciplined. Like, that's why a David Goggins type, you know, just ignites this enthusiasm in so many people, because they're providing that alternative message of just like, yeah, starve yourself with the pleasure, stay hard, huh, right? And so people are like, oh, I'm going to do that, I'll do that. But then, you know, they can't, and then they end up in this starve and stuff cycle, more or less. And so you probably think, well, what the heck's the alternative, right? Like, we gotta have some discipline. We gotta figure out how to do this, right? And there is a way. And going back to Christopher West, he calls this the fast and the feast cycle. And you can read more about this in his book, Fill These Hearts. It's a really great book. It was very impactful for me a number of years ago. But he's talking about like, okay, we don't want to be in starving stuff. We want to be fast and feast. All right. So what does that mean? Really, what this is about is like we're trying to maximize pleasure, because you can look at the starving stuff model as like, well, that doesn't really give us the best life. You know, like assume you really do the starvation side of things, then you don't really get to enjoy life, period. You just maybe get a little status high. And then obviously, if you go completely stuffing, well, that's not fun either. You know, after the 15th Netflix episode of a binge, you're not even like your dopamine's not even firing anymore. You're just kind of like short circuiting. It's like you're just like watching another one because, I don't know, you're just caught in the cycle, right? Like there is a point of diminishing returns. And so if we really, truly want to enjoy things, we got to learn how to operate this pendulum consciously, intentionally, right? And so, you know, it's like if you want to have the best meal of your life, what do you got to do? You don't need to go to any, you know, three star Michelin restaurant. Just don't eat for 24 hours. Right? And that's the thing, like this whole idea of fasting, it has kind of become more in vogue, but this is a principle that applies beyond just food. Okay? It's like you can actually enjoy the process of stoking your appetite by depriving it. And then if you do this intentionally, knowing that you will satisfy, you know, that appetite at some point, then it makes it so much more bearable. In fact, like you can actually really come to enjoy the fasted state. You know, anyone who's done intermittent fasting, like with food and stuff like that, they know this. There's a clarity that comes with it. There's a lightness that comes with it. This can be applied to everything, right? Like you can learn how to hold your appetites, hold your desires, and they can actually charge you up. It can actually feel good. Like if you want to have the best sex life possible, what do you got to do? On some level, you got to fast, you know, give up the porn, give up the masturbation. You give up these lower level things. And then all of a sudden, when you engage in the real deal, you know, some like true, intimate, connected, loving sex, all of a sudden you've got something really special there. You've got something that's deeply satisfying, you know, and your equipment will work to let you do it because it's not all screwed up from porn. And so the question is, if you're caught in the starve and the stuff cycle, you're trying to get to the fast and the feast cycle, how do you get there? What's the key? Well, really, the key is to desire more, is to let your desires run more intensely, not less intensely. You know, this whole idea in self-development where it's like you gotta stop chasing this pleasure. You know, no, it's actually the opposite. You have to chase the pleasure better. It's right, like, because what I'm saying here, it's like you think about it, it's like what will give you the most pleasure? You know, what's gonna give you the most satisfaction with food? Well, it's actually spending a bunch of time not eating food. A lot of time, like a decent amount of time being hungry, you know, being in a fasted state so that when you do eat, oh man, it just feels so good. It fills you right up. It's perfect. Same thing with sex. Same things with work. It's like if you really want to be able to like enjoy your work, you got to be able to spend some time away from it, right? You got to, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And if you really want to enjoy your recreation, well, what do you got to do? Well, you got to work. You got to spend time where you're saving up, right? You're letting that desire for release build. And it's this like extreme moderation is actually just extreme consciousness around this pendulum and playing it consciously, doing it intentionally, knowing that you're pulling something back because you eventually will be moving forward with it, right? And so bringing this into, you know, just your overall psychology around how you're approaching your personal development, how you're approaching your goals, I think is absolutely essential. So if you're looking for help around this kind of stuff, you're looking for a community of guys who embrace a similar ideal, well, then you're going to want to check out the Self Mastery Club. I built it specifically for guys who want to do this kind of work in real life. They really want to master their pursuit of their highest pleasures, their highest fulfillment. And the only way you're going to get that is if you do master yourself and you're not just a slave to your passions or to your desire to, you know, live in some abstracted realm of perfection, you know, becoming this suffering martyr or whatever. So, you know, break free from that, get control of yourself, get a good life. That's what Self Mastery Club's all about. Check it out by clicking in the link. All right. Ooh, yeah. See you on the next one.